Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, everybody. Thanks for tuning in to Queen Vi's Reality Talk. I'm your host, Queen Vi, alongside my co-host, Mr. Hakim Nova.
Hey, hey, hey. Peace, Queen. How you doing?
I'm okay. I'm tired. It seems like it's only Tuesday. But, you know, getting back into the swing of things, back to work, finally opened back up last week, so I'm just getting back into the swing of things. My sleep is completely off, but I'm here. I'm ready. Yeah, I know that Tuesdays and Thursdays is like the highlight of my week. Some people look forward to the weekends. I look forward to Tuesdays and Thursdays. But how are you?
I'm doing okay. You know, today's my middle son's birthday, so, you know, he made sure he was straight. And,
okay.
And I've just been in dad mode for the last couple of days, and, whew, man, there's so much going on. I'm just trying to get my head around it, it all. Yeah, but I am too exhausted. So if we sound like we're dragging ass, people, forgive us. We love this show, but we are still human.
Yes. But we're here, and we're going to deliver as usual. And hope you guys are ready. Today is Talk Tuesday, and we're talking about current events. We're going to discuss the latest news and entertainment, politics, business, and the Black community. As usual, you know the lines is always open. You can call 929-477-1436. Don't forget to press the 1 on your telephone keypad to go live with us if you have something to add to the discussion at hand.
Mm-hmm. Well, it apparently let's start off with some news that popped up recently. I don't know if you are you into sci-fi?
Not really. I'm a little knowledgeable about it, but you know, I'm listening.
Well, the Pentagon recently released footage of some UFO sightings. UFO info, UFO videos taken by the Air Force and the Navy. And if you guys got time, go on over to the New York Times or just Google it. It's been a national story right under our nose. And, you know, it came, I think the first release was around April 27th or 28th. And you know, it was in the news, it was on television, everything, and people just moved on past like it was okay. I guess Corona got people, you know, got all our attention consumed.
It must do, because that's all I hear people talk about. And this is going to be the perfect time for information to be let out, and it's just going to go over people's heads because they have everybody in a worldwide panic with the coronavirus that's all people is looking out for and listening to updates for and thinking about. So other information that comes to light, it could be a program, it could be something about, you know, some type of funding, you're not going to hear about it because they already have the distraction out, Corona.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yep. And I don't know why this stuff was released now. Of course, you know, Donald Trump has the authority to do so. And some people think that in itself was a distraction from the corona. They thought that by releasing that you wouldn't be focusing on how terrible of a job he is doing about the pandemic. So,
but unfortunately for him, he's messed up so much, so bad, so quick that is nothing. Only thing that probably took people's mind off the coronavirus for 2.5 seconds is when they was hauling ass for them stimulus checks. Can't get y'all to fill out 2020 census forms to get funded for your community, but it ain't stop y'all from filling out those non-taxpayer forms. For the non-working.
Look at here, there ain't no competition. Let me go fill out some text to get this 1200, or shall I go fill out the census?
Right.
You know what?
Sad.
You already know what these motherfuckers going to do.
But that's a whole nother story, in itself. But
yeah.
So, do you believe, Kim, that just other life out there other than us humans?
It's not so much as a belief. I'm sure of it. You know,
okay.
There's too much evidence to the contrary, you know. The idea of extraterrestrials, from where I'm standing, for me to say that it's not would be me claiming I know what's going on across the vast universe, and I don't. Hell, we're still discovering aquatic animals and fish and stuff that's in the ocean. You know, we still don't have all that figured out. So what makes us think we got the universe off the planet figured out? So
I agree.
You know, and you know. So yeah, I mean it's a major thing. You would think people are talking about it, but this happened a whole week and some change ago.
All right.
You know, it's you know, I actually watched the footage coming from naval surveillance and Air Force surveillance, and it was weird. It was just weird seeing it, and I said, well, holy shit. No wonder he keeps talking about Space Force. And that it makes sense. You know, his second year, he said he's building a Space Force, and he commissioned a whole bunch of money from Congress, and he started building his Star Trek-type team, and then, boom, a year later, he's releasing the evidence, you know, because they can't release it without him declassifying it. So, I don't know, man. I just thought it was weird, and the timing was weird. You had plenty of time to let us know about this stuff, and you wait until now. So, yeah, I just thought it was really, really strange. Yeah. Well, on to the next scary-ass event. Have you heard about the giant murder hornets?
I heard pieces of that as well. I've seen the memes as well, people. I have, I think. First, do we have any proof that it's from Asia? Because now I'm just feeling like blame everything on China. Like I'm just saying. Yeah, I heard that it can kill you if you're stung with it. How it got out, I don't know. If it's real, I don't know. But it's just like, dang. I guess that's one way to keep people inside. But what about the people who have to go outside to go to work or to the grocery store? How bad is it? The questions I have.
Well, yeah, it's definitely real. We've seen some of the carcasses are the dead ones, and they have touched down in Washington State. And yeah, this is an Asian thing that they're used to dealing with for years, but recently it hit China. It took out a whole lot of them. Well, not a whole. It killed a certain number of people over there. The thing is with China, you never know. You know, they say 500 people. Think 2,500. They're never going to tell you the truth about any damn thing. But yeah, these things are real. They're scary as fuck. And I mean, they've now entered the U.S.
And it's crazy. This is something that was been in existing now at this time. We're already going through a pandemic. Now you have to worry about that, too. Did they say how it got over here, or is it just like?
Oh, well, they migrate. And it's the thing. These suckers are like two inches long in some instances, and has made its way to the U.S. for the first time ever, researchers said. The Asian giant hornet, a.k.a. the Vespa mandarinia, has been known to kill up to 50 people a year in Japan. So in Asia, it's a common thing. We're making a big to-do out of it because it's made its way here. You know, so, I mean, these things, there are various types of giant Asian hornets. And the fear that the Department of Agriculture has is that, okay, these hornets are the mortal enemy to bees. So with them beefing with bees, and bees ain't got so much snowball's chance in hell against these giant things. And when you watch the news reports and the documentaries of what they do to bees, our honey supply is in jeopardy. Our pollination of our plants and certain vegetation is in jeopardy. So because we need bees to do the work. So I mean, we got a lot to be worried about now. So the question is, you know, we got UFOs, we got giant hornets that are killing kids and people, and we have a pandemic going on. So what the hell's next? Or should that be a bad thing to ask?
Yeah, this is absolutely crazy. It's like. It's like once you start adjusting, trying to wrap your head around one thing, it's like, boom, something else. And,
yep.
Oh, my God. So it's just like, like you said, you can't help but say what's next. You can't help but ask what's next. The world is not even finished spinning from the last thing. And just think about how many people aren't aware about the UFOs and the killer bugs. It's like you're talking about sci-fi from one thing. It's a movie. 2020 is a movie.
Oh, yeah.
From all different directions.
Certainly is. We are in a shitty, I'm talking low budget horror movie. So, but we have, I guess we just have to stay strong and get through it. And, oh boy. So, moving on into other political fuckery. Your former governor, Chris Fat Fuck Christie, He says that people are going to have to accept more deaths in order to reopen the economy. And this is something he said over the weekend, and he doubled down on it early today. So he is supporting Donald Trump's philosophy of opening up everything. And, you know, he says during the podcast that get used to it. You know, it's more of a sacrifice. That's his thing.
Oh. And that's exactly
we want to
what
sacrifice
it is.
Ourselves for the economy.
It's a sacrifice. Killing off as many people as they can. Just like when they opened up Georgia Friday and got 1,000 new cases. Opened up the beaches in Florida. People, just because it's open, I mean, you have guys got to go. Because the videos I've seen on Facebook with the amount of people with no social distancing at all was ridiculous. People aren't using common sense. People are... Now, half of y'all wasn't staying in the house at all anyway. But then y'all took it overboard, you know, with the bike shows and the flood in the streets and the beaches and stuff like that. It's ridiculous. And look what, like the parks, they opened the parks up. That don't mean you gotta go.
Yeah.
Monday was just announced that school was out for the rest of the school year, which we were supposed to find out here by May 15th. And I can honestly say, even if May 15th, they said school is back open, my kid wasn't in there. But you can't expect a elementary school or middle schooler, especially elementary or preschooler, to walk around with no mask all day and be able to be mindful and take all the necessary precautions all day long. Hell, I can't even breathe with the damn mask on going to the grocery store.
Right.
How the heck they going to sit inside of class, especially people with compromised health and asthma and stuff like that. But yeah, I did hear something, you know, something on the news clip that someone showed me. Well, they were basically saying, you know, that's the cycle of life. The older people got to go. They're supposed to die.
Mm-hmm.
And if we send our kids to school, only 2-3% is going to die. Well, who's sacrificing their kids? Because out of that 2-3%, wasn't going to be moms.
Yeah,
that's
man.
For sure. And for people to be actually okay with that, it's ridiculous. I couldn't understand, like, the people that were agreeing with it. It's like y'all, everybody was in an uproar. Well, not everybody. A certain type of people was in an uproar when they found out they had to deal with their kids for that they birthed, that they probably collected a check for, that they actually had to deal with them for the rest of the school year.
Yep. And that's the that's the part that makes me sick. You know, it's one sacrifice for the next. I get it when we have to sacrifice certain liberties and sacrifice certain comfortabilities, because let's face it, we're going to be uncomfortable for a good while. And I'm okay with that. I'm okay with being uncomfortable as long as it means it'll save lives. So what I'm not okay with is this whole idea that people think that they can just straight up do whatever they want and then say it's okay to fuck over, you know, a group of people. You know, that's not cool. We cannot sit there making these moves and open up these things. Who do you think is going to die first? The elderly. Because these dumb fucks who are walking around, they don't have any conditions, any symptoms, rather. And they're bringing it home to grandma and mama and auntie. And then they're getting sick. So it's like, it's these people, all they care about is money. All these politicians give a shit about is money.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't expect them to get it. I don't expect them to have a heart or any decency. I expect people to be smarter enough to not fall for the okie doke.
And the thing is, they talk about opening up the everything up for the economy. They're not the ones that have to go out there in it. They're safe. They're okay. They just have to sit back and collect. So that's where the big thing come at. So who's really been sacrificed? Not the rich.
And that's the whole issue
that I have with this is because the people that was being put in jeopardy and putting their families in jeopardy was essential workers because they had to go to work. And they're in a grocery store coming across how many, you know, hundreds of people a day who may or may have not been practicing social distance, who may or may not be already positive because some dumbasses don't know how to stay their ass home when they're not feeling good. Yeah, at work, somebody had to get sent home last week. Because I don't care what kind of cough it is. I get the hell out of here. Because my thing is that if you're not feeling good, stay home to be on the safe side and make sure it's not nothing more serious.
Right.
And that's what the issue is. You know, because what might be something simple and easy to deal with for you might not necessarily be the same for somebody else. Me, I have compromised health. I have asthma. So something that affects the respiratory and goes into the lungs is not a good thing for me. So for somebody else that might have just had a cough, you know, or a small fever and went through their little quarantine, they might be fine. But someone else will compromise health and forget about it. No telling what. It's like the fear and the unknown. You know, you don't know. And there's no way to really keep track of when or whom you got it from. Because it could have been something as simple as a package that was delivered, something as simple as, you know, somebody being sick in the area that you were in. Like, and it takes 4 days in some cases longer to even get a symptom. So there's no way to really pinpoint anything. So imagine if you went 4 days without any symptoms and you done came in contact with your children, your parents, you know, your neighbor. You don't went to the store within those 4 days because you didn't feel sick. It's ridiculous. Then we got to put aliens and killer bugs and shit on top of that. Come on.
Aliens and killer bugs and shit. All right. I just, man. I did not see my 2020 looking like an episode of The Outer Limits or The Twilight Zone. Well, speaking of social distance and weird shit and stupid shit, we have, as we all know, Governor Brian Kemp lifted the restrictions on Georgia, and of course, our good friends at Atlanta. Or near Atlanta, they couldn't wait to bum rush the Green Briere Mall on Saturday. And there's a popular store called Jimmy Jazz. And what were they waiting for? The new damn Jordan 5s.
That they're going to have to wait till they funeral. But okay.
And the reason why they packed the stores because NBC producer went and interviewed multiple people who stood in that line. I'm sure you all saw the pictures floating around on social media. And NBC producer Charlie Guile asked them, he said, why are you guys here? And majority of the people he talked to said they were all sold out online. So, I don't know, Queen. I don't know about you, but if I'm trying to purchase something and they're sold out online, I'm going to get up tomorrow morning and haul my ass down there and stand in the long line and get them from out of a store. Because the fact remains that there was a large proportion of people who were in that line stood there for hours risking life and limb to not get anything because they were sold out of the stores within a couple hours. So,
well,
what the fuck?
The first red flag would have been that they were sold out online. The second red flag should have been, this line is very long and I'm here for hours. And it's probably, you know, a nice amount of people in front of me. So, therefore, if it has a limited amount, then they don't have any when I get to the front. But that goes to saying, to the saying that some people lack common sense. You got a million more people want to be like everybody else. No individuality at all. Like, I'm just saying, they gave y'all $1,200 and y'all went and bought sneakers. Y'all risked y'all life to get your hair and your nails done. Y'all bought up all the crab legs. Whole timeline had seafood boils. I'm telling you, that's not what that was for, people. That was not what that was for. Because this is not the assistance that they're giving you guys here or there. It's not going to last forever. In some way, people are going to get screwed in the end.
It's the dumbest bunch of shit I've ever seen in my entire life. I do not think I've ever witnessed or beheld such stupidity in one lifetime. You know, I just don't understand.
Yeah, and that's the thing. That's what's baffling to me. You have unemployment. You have some people that always have worked. They're out of work now, and now they're still waiting for unemployment. You have some people that barely work a day in their life, and they're not only getting unemployment, but extra $600 a week. And they're caking right now. They don't have no reason to even look for a job, even if they could. We live in a messed up town right now where you making more money unemployed than employed. It is crazy right now.
Well, yeah, it's absolutely batshit crazy. We're looking at a world where I have relatives that work for the city in the water department, and there are some who were, you know, they're home and they're still getting the check. They're still getting paid. But the ones who got to get called in to go dig up the street to repair a broken pipe, they're not making what the people sitting home making. People sitting home getting paid time and a half. And the people who have to work aren't. I said, how retarded is that shit?
Yeah, and I can vouch for that because the managers for my job that, you know, gets a salary, or some of them that just started being a manager don't necessarily get a salary. They work from home remotely. They're getting their 40 hours a week and have been since this all started. Like, once everything started getting shut down, they were still guaranteed getting their 40 hours plus, where the people that work in the office, we got sent home, and it went from partial to now we're back and we're not getting full-time schedules. And we start at 7:30 now. And the ones that work from home don't start at 8:30. And all they got to do is get the hellaballs out the bed and make a phone call every now and then and run a report every now and then. But we're in the actual office, you know, getting 2 days. Some people get, well, this week, 3 days. It's like, it's ridiculous. And we don't actually have to leave our house and be in contact with other people.
Yeah.
As I'm saying, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, I mean, it creates all kinds of chaos throughout, you know, those systems. Like, now you're asking for these unions to have an internal strife, because you got a majority of the people who are home getting paid handsomely, and the people who actually have to get out and go deal with an emergency at all hours of the day or night. And I don't know how it is out in Jersey, but I mean, the water department could be out there digging up the street at 9 a.m. I mean, 9 p.m. You know, if it means, hey, let's save this pipe before it creates a sinkhole and take some cars and houses down. So, I mean, you're asking people to come out for emergency purposes, and you're not paying them that hazard pay that they should be getting. And that just doesn't make sense. And I'm sure if it's happening here, it's happening in other locations too.
Yeah.
Which is sick.
Yeah.
Absolutely
when you have,
pointless.
You know, healthcare workers and people that work in the field that are basically and been risking their lives, because at one point in time it was people dropping like flies, and nobody had all the answers. Well, we still don't have all the answers, but it wasn't many answers out there. And people were just told, you got to work. And they were just getting paid their regular pay. And they were just getting coming in contact with all, you know, all type of people. It's like work or you don't get paid. Well, you signed up for this because you decided to be a healthcare professional. Not caring whether they had kids or family they had to go home to. And that's that in itself. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. Well, onward to even. I know it's. I try to keep things light as much as possible when we do these type shows, but there is a darker side to humanity, and Have you heard about the shooting? And there's been in the last week or so, there's been at least two shootings at Family Dollar stores. Or have you heard that?
Is this the one about not wanting to apply by the policies to wear masks?
Yeah.
Or no? Oh, okay. Yeah, because
first of all,
they're dumb, because they should want to wear masks to protect themselves. For you to be upset because someone wants you to protect yourself and others is ridiculous. I didn't hear whether they got caught or not. I hope they did.
Well, apparently, a lady by the name of Lachey Teague, Charmel Lachey Teague, came into the store with her daughter. Her daughter did not have on a mask, and security guard at Family Dollar named Calvin Munarellen, I'm sorry if I'm butchering his name. He told her and her daughter, you guys can't come in without masks. So the daughter left. Mom is still mouthing off. She tries to go get in line and get what she's going to get. And the security officer told the cashier, no, don't serve her. You know, she's not, you know, just, ma'am, you got to go. So she leaves, and the video footage shows her hop in the SUV and pull off. 20 minutes later, the footage shows the SUV returns, and out hops Larry Edward Teague, her husband, and son, Romania Trayvon Bishop, 23-year-old kid. They confronted the security officer. And according to the investigators and the video footage and the witnesses in the store, the 23-year-old son pulled out a gun and shot the security officer. So mom was arrested. She's in custody. The husband is on the run up until the last the last reporting an hour ago, they have not found the husband or the son. Now, mind you, the son is from a prior relationship, but he is the shooter. And these are all first degree. This is a first degree homicide on all parts. And it's a shame because the daughter was the only smart one. She left, took her ass home, and didn't come back. And
they
the husband
got a family
came,
full of idiots.
Yeah, family full of
no
fucking
voice
idiots.
Or reason.
And the husband came screaming about you disrespected my wife, and all because she couldn't abide by a policy that almost every store everywhere is doing. So that is just sad. That is just sad.
Now, first of all, I can guarantee you, because I've seen how people treat these Family Dollar workers and stuff. I've seen a ton of videos with it. But it's bad enough the workers at Family Dollars don't get paid enough, but I could guarantee you that security guard wasn't getting paid enough to have to argue with somebody based on a policy of a store, a policy that everyone has right now. Every store that I see has no mask. If you don't have your face covered, you can't come in. First of all, you shouldn't even be wanting to run around outside. I bet you that's the type of family right there that still was throwing parties and doing everything else under the sun without no regards for anything. But for you to argue with someone based on a policy, if you don't like the policy, don't shop there. That goes for any store or any type of policy they have, for one. For two, for you to leave and go home or wherever you went to get your son and your husband, and they didn't have enough sense to say, okay, let it go. You know, so now you done, the wife, the mother, and I use that mother word term very loosely, you done took and threw away three lives and affected other people's lives because the daughter, what other kids, you know, that she have or grandkids or whatever.
That is crazy.
23 years old, and now your life is over.
So, you know, and it's sad because somewhere there's a father of a 23-year-old who his son's life is over, for intents and purposes. And his son,
because he had the wrong baby mother.
Yeah.
And it's probably partly the reason why he's not even with her anymore, because that type of mentality she has. But then look at the security guard. His life, I mean, look at his life and the people who's his family, his loved ones, his friends.
Over with. It is over with. And it's sad because the wife who was arrested in custody now, her own family is even coming out saying it's just senseless and it was stupid. It shouldn't have went this far. So, I mean, it's just another sad story. That just it just bothered the hell out of me, and it's like this guy did nothing but get up and go to work that day, and do his damn job, and he didn't come home that night. So, I mean, we gotta wake up, people, because this shit is getting worse and worse. So now on the other flip side, over in that happened in Flint, Michigan, in the Michigan area, not too far from Detroit. On the flip side, about a week or around the 24th, maybe a couple weeks ago, another incident happened in Arkansas where someone tried to attack a Family Dollar worker, and the young lady pulled out a gun and blew the person away. They brought her in, and she was released. You know, the shooting was being investigated, but it looked like a good shoot. So, I mean, I don't know what's going on with folks with these retail stores and y'all thinking that you can just do what the hell you want. because you think the cops won't lock your dumb ass up. I got another thing coming. They will. They will. You won't see them as much as you normally do, but they come when it's real. So it's just retarded. And in that particular instance, she did right. She had to protect herself.
Yeah. I mean, it'd be so baffling to me when I see these videos with these Family Dollar workers. Another one is, what the heck is going on at the fast food joints? They come and attack. I saw this one lady jump over the counter to go past two other employees to fight. I mean, she could have asked open that chain, you know, anything was going to happen. But what would make someone, especially you don't know this person, you have no prior beef, and you decide you're not getting your way, and it's something beyond that worker's control that you want to fight and argue and put somebody's job at risk. And then when you get your ass handed to you, or you get shot, and then you want to boo-hoo and be the victim. It's ridiculous. But yet, we want to go tell people how to treat us. And we can't even treat each other right.
Right.
It's a whole bunch of senseless violence out there. People doing idiotic things. People thinking about instant gratification and emotions or feelings for right at that moment, and not realizing that, especially in this pandemic right now, a lot of people are only hurting themselves. They're hurting themselves financially. It's bad enough certain things we can't control with people losing their jobs and stuff. But people, if you want to get that unemployment, you're going to get that stimulus check or whatever you're going to get, spend it wisely. Pay off your bills, because you're going to owe it in the end. It's being put on hold. It's not going away. They may not be charging you interest or late fees, but it's still there. Take the proper precautions you got to take, and encourage others to too, because this thing hits home. This thing does not have a particular group of people or age or race that is affecting. It's affecting everyone. It may be hitting our communities a little bit harder because the nonsense, partly because of the nonsense that we're doing. So, because you cooped up in the house, you gonna have a party and invite 50, 100 people into a little cramped apartment, a little cramped, sweaty apartment. I watched the video that they had in Chicago, a party in Chicago. And they went through the crowd. I counted about two people with masks on. And the one that's filming, he had a mask on, but then he took it off his face to drink his drink, took his hands, after he done walked through this whole crowd, took his hands, dug in his cup to get whatever that was floating around in his cup, little nasty ass, used his finger to take that out, and then drank from the cup.
That's crazy.
And say, I'm good, I got a mask on. No, you're not good. You just put your dirty little nasty hands in the cup and then drank from the cup. Not to mention, I don't know what the hell that was floating in there, but clearly it was something that you that needed to be taken out. Oh, come on. And I will not feel bad for anybody. Y'all want the police to treat y'all with respect and not come at y'all a certain way, and look what y'all do. Because now they're about to stop playing with y'all. when you're out here in the street during a pandemic with no real reason, this is going to be the reason. They're going to use this as an excuse to do whatever they want to do. And they're going to use it all in the name of COVID-19. And then you think things that wasn't justifiable before was being justified? Look how they're going to get away with some stuff. Look how they're going to get away with it. And y'all opening the door for it.
Yep. Well, I mean, you know, some of us have a bad habit of working against our own best interests. So, not only will we open up the door for the fuckery, we'll serve them a plate and let them eat at the table too. So, man, it's stupid.
And cry about it, and complain about it. And then you want somebody to feel sorry, and you want justice, and share this post, and let's protest. No. Where's all of this drive and common sense when you're being told not to do something? And then you're doing videos. Oh, we going to – how do you think they find out about the parties? Because your dumb ass is going live. All for some likes. All for some likes because – you want to be able to say, oh, you broke a rule, you cool, you had a party, or you were at a party. And then when all the little young kids, and all ages, y'all going to go to that party, and then y'all going to go home, your grandparents, your parents, your children, your siblings, and you're just going to just pass it around. And you're going to single-handedly wipe out your family because you wanted to go turn up because you wanted to be seen somewhere. You know how much fun me and my kids have here? Somebody asked me last weekend, what you doing? Karaoke with my kids. Movie night. Especially somebody that was working as much as I was. Yes, I miss working as much as I was. But at the same time, I enjoy this, the time with my kids. I'm just saying.
Hey, I mean, you're family oriented, and when a mom's family oriented, no matter how busy she is, at every good opportunity, she's going to focus on family. And she's busy as she is because of family. So that's the focus, that's the foundation, being that family oriented mom who focuses on the development of the children and making sure they turn out to be good people and spending time together and pouring into each other on a social and emotional level. A lot of women don't have that out here. It's a lot. I am so tired of seeing sisters complaining, bitching, moaning because they got to do homeschooling or whatever it is they have to do with their kids being home. It's a damn shame. Because some of y'all won't complain about a lazy-ass man laying up not working in the crib, you paying all the bills. But you complain about the kids being home and you got to sit at the table with them for a couple hours. I mean, it is what it is. I mean, that's a whole nother show. We ain't done with y'all monkey asses. We will come back for you. I'm just trying to let y'all breathe during this tough time. You wait till this corona shit is over. It's going to be hell to pay. Because some of y'all, we're going to let y'all breathe for a little bit. But you watch. We're going to get your asses.
It's going to be a two-part, I say.
Oh, yeah, we got to. It's going to be a punishment. Because a lot of folks are walking around acting like, you know, hold on, someone's saying they can't get through. I don't understand why.
Unless we reach our
no,
max.
we have space. Mm-hmm. We have space. But I'm not. Yeah. Okay. Well, I just resent the number. There we go. All right. Well, let's turn the table. Let's get to some good news. Are you a Beyonce fan?
No, and I don't give a damn about the Beehive either. No. No.
All right.
And I know what you're about to talk
okay.
about. Go ahead. Bring it.
Well, I'm going to talk about a couple things. I have a beef with the Hive. I don't necessarily have a beef with Beyonce because Beyonce is Beyonce and I expect her to do what she needs to do. But I also have a kudos to the Bay Good Foundation with her and her mom, increasing the testing in their hometown of Houston for the black and brown people. I think that's always a good thing because
okay.
reports have been coming out for
that.
Yeah, reports have been coming out for weeks now that people in the poorest communities of that part of Texas didn't have access to tests. They couldn't get to them, and the ones that were in the town were over on the other folks' side. And I understand it because when tests first came to Philly, that was kind of happening here, too. You had to know someone to get a test.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So,
and unfortunately,
now that,
a lot of places.
Yeah. And you know, like the great Dick Gregory says, you know, when America catches a cold, we get pneumonia. So it's
mm-hmm.
always going to be worse on our end. But I applaud those two for stepping up, helping out their hometown, and much love and respect for that. Now,
yeah.
Let's get to the fuckery.
mm-hmm. Yeah.
So the Beehive has designated Beyonce as the queen of rap because she did a song with Meg the God.
She did
a song with Meg the Stallion.
First of all, the original was better. Okay. And you know what my issue is with the Beehive is I'm just saying Beyonce could just walk in the middle of the street and take a shit in a row and they'd be like, That's how Queen do it. She's a boss. You know what? It don't matter what she do. First of all, y'all idol worshippers. It just don't matter what that child do. They act like it's the sweetest thing since sugar, the best thing since sliced bread. When she does something wrong, she does. She's not held accountable for it. But if she does something like the queen of what? Are you serious? Jay-Z probably write her a nice little hook or whoever wrote that for her.
Mm-hmm.
But. I'm just saying, cut it out, people. When I start seeing those posts and I heard a snippet of the song, I said, oh, that was a liar. I'm just
That's
saying,
funny.
Y'all better stop.
So wait. You don't just do one verse and become the queen of rap. Now, mind you, let's say this. She's not the queen of hip-hop. She's the queen of rap. I am not a fan of rap. I am a lover of hip-hop. I am a child of hip-hop. I grew up in hip-hop. Okay? That shit that y'all support is rap. Rap is just something you do. Hip-hop is something you live. And I thought it was cute. I mean, the song is called Savage, and y'all already know how I feel about that fucking term.
Mm-hmm.
You ignorant motherfuckers. You already know how I feel about the term savage, but that's a whole nother goddamn show. So when I see the typical hood booger move, and Beyonce's a part of the movement, and it's a bunch of savage, okay, that's cute, that's nice, but that's putting Beyonce back on the spotlight because she's been chill lately, I guess. So she's hooked up with Megan, and Megan is the hot toy this year. And so okay, cool. I'm okay with that part. And I even understand that you goofy sheep think that she's the queen of rap. But considering the Beehive, you dumb fucks. But okay, fine. I'll let y'all have that. My main issue is how she can drop one line about OnlyFans and boost their goddamn OnlyFans were bombarded overnight even with people trying to sign up, not even knowing what it really is. Their site was hit about 4 million times. Just people going on OnlyFans to see what's what, not realizing what the hell you're going to go see. So it's the promotion of ratchetry. There's a time and a place. And don't get me wrong, I use OnlyFans for my clients. And OnlyFans isn't just for smut and girls playing with themselves and dudes banging chicks and banging girls off. It's for you to have. I have clients with a whole apparel line with about 4,000 OnlyFans supporters. If you sign up for OnlyFans and you pay the $30 a month, you get a subscription box coming to you every month. That's how that works. So you get some socks and custom made this and that and some jewelry and shit like that. So it's not just for seeing some chick twerking. But when you use it in that context and you're getting people and people are hanging on your very word, young girls who didn't know what OnlyFans is, and then they do their research, guess what you just created? You just create a whole new generation of thought boxes. But I get it. That sells records. That makes, you know, you see what it did. Because she included one line and made it the greatest fucking thing since sliced goddamn bread. Which, I give it up, man. And I'm not just knocking her. I'm knocking all these goofy, irresponsible motherfuckers. Y'all can't keep bitching and complaining about how these young people fucking all crazy. And then the people you listening to and letting them listen to is promoting fucking all like crazy. You know, goddamn well Beyonce ass ain't doing no goddamn OnlyFans. But she shouted out because that's what's hot right now. That's what all the fatties is doing. So, but anyhow, I'm just over this dumb shit. Just over this stupid ass shit. Stay in your goddamn lane, Beyonce. Keep fucking singing. One minute you sing at church, next minute you you're singing about drinking. You're just all over the goddamn place with your crazy ass. And I'm with the queen. Fuck the Beehive. I hope the hornets get them. Some damn giant hornets attack the Beehive and ain't no goddamn honey left. Fuck y'all. If y'all support this raggedy ass bullshit. All right, I got that out my system. I've been holding that for like 3 or 4 days. Did you like Chris Brown? Happy birthday to Chris Brown.
Turn
31 today. All right, so real quick, we got less than a minute. But here is a prime example of somebody who knows there's a time and a place for bullshit. DJ Khaled recently had a live broadcast where a young Instagram model / OnlyFans chick named Sophia Jones jumped on and started the ratchet twerking and all that shit. Khaled shut that shit down. The fans went crazy, got pissed off, called them all kinds of pussies and the bitches and all this other stuff. And he's like,
no.
I have a wife.
Thank you.
My wife is right
that's
here.
Right. He set that down. Don't do that here. Talk normal to me. That's right. He has a wife,
exactly.
A family. Is more important than worrying about what people thought about him or how they felt. He put her feelings first. I'm just saying. You know, I be a little shaky about him sometimes because, you know, I have my reasons based on some of his comments and stuff. First of all, he said he don't eat you know what, so I have a problem with that, but I bet you he wants some head. But that's another story.
Shit,
but he respects.
You don't think Khaled ain't eating no choke? If you think he ain't eating no kitty cat, y'all crazy. Big as fat as he is. He eating a whole gang of pussy.
He should even embarrass a shorty like that. But he ain't going to tell me that he don't eat some things when he weigh. I mean, I'm just saying. That's another story, though.
All right, but, queen, we're out of time. We the best.
Thank you. Anyway, thanks everybody for tuning in for today's show. This is why I live for Talk Tuesdays and Therapy Thursdays. You guys give me life. That concludes our show for today. We'll be back Thursday for Therapy Thursday. Before I do my signature wrap up, any last words, Hakim?
No, just stop the ratchetry, y'all. Stay in your lane.
So that concludes our show for tonight, everybody. Till next time, good night.
Peace, y'all.